The new system to crack down on fraudulent text messages is experiencing significant difficulties, with large numbers of phone users reporting that legitimate messages are being labelled as likely scam. The scheme, introduced by the communications regulator ComReg, is supposed to prevent people from opening or replying to fake messages. However, the glitch, first highlighted by the Irish Independent, has affected messages from hospitals, the VHI, the AI and many others. George Merrigan is the Director of Market Framework with ComReg. I asked him what had gone wrong.
We are aware that some already registered sender IDs are being modified to likely scam. And we're sorry for any confusion that's causing. We have been working with industry on this for some considerable time, and now we're working with some industry players to resolve the technical implementation issues that they're experiencing in this matter as quickly as possible.
Do you know how widespread this problem is? Because I took a quick straw poll in our office and there were various messages from an optician's, a school, a vet's, and in my own case from the AIB, all were flagged as a likely scam. None were scams.
Yeah, what you find with this industry is, and when people talk about the telecommunications network, Rachel, it's really a web of many networks. So you can have a small number of industry players having some technical implementation issues, and that can sort of affect others as a consequence. So we don't believe the root of the issue is terribly large, but we realise it's the confusion it's causing for the end consumer at the moment, who is our number one concern, of course, because we can't lose track of the fact that this remains a really worthwhile measure for us to intervene on. Consumers' losses being experienced, we estimate, through SMS is around €115 million per annum. So we just ask people to bear with us while we work through these teething problems with the industry, and we hope to have them resolved as quickly as possible.
Others listed in the Irish Independent today include St James's Hospital, the VHI, OnPost and the CAO. At this stage, have you any idea how many businesses and services are affected?
Well, as I say, Rachel, our focus is on the root cause of the problems rather than where it's been experienced at the end of the line, if you like, which is the consumer. But our understanding is it's a small number of industry players that are having the technical implementation issues, and we've been working through them. And in fact, some fixes were already put in place at the weekend, and we're aware that considerable progress has been made by them to resolve these teething problems.
And are you aware what exactly is causing these problems?
It's a number of technical implementation issues that are actually quite diverse and quite different, and in some cases are particular to particular networks. So it's not one particular issue, but it's the technical implementation issues that just some networks and some middle networks and the like experience.
Right, but given the possible consequences, for instance, people ignoring messages from for hospital appointments, should this new system be withdrawn until the problem is fixed?
Well, we're working as quickly as possible to correct the system and to make sure that the system is fit for purpose. So that's what we will continue to be doing. I mean, as it settles down, and it will settle down, what we're saying to the public is to be really cautious with the content of messages. Remember, those messages could be coming from a proper source, or it could be coming from a fraudulent source. So the message for us remains the same: is don't click on any links contained in the SMS text message. Don't call any numbers contained in the SMS text message. It's much better for you to check organisations' contact details separately, for example, doing a web search. And that advice would stand whether we ever did this or not.
Yeah, but doesn't this mean that as things stand, the system you introduced last week with a lot of publicity, that it's actually making the situation worse?
Well, we wouldn't agree with that, Rachel. As I say, there's a small number of teething issues that have been experienced by some networks as they work their way through this issue to make it fit for purpose for all users at the end of the day. And as I said, we're very sorry for any confusion that this has been caused. And we just ask people to bear with us and the industries why we step through this.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, as of now, people will be receiving messages. They say likely scam on top, but they're not scam. They're totally legitimate.
They are in some cases, but I think you need to remember that the very reason why we did this in the first place was that people, legitimate senders, were being cloned by scammers. And that is still the case today. That's the issue we're trying to work on.
Right. But as of now, can you blame people if they're confused?
No, not at all. And that's why I apologise already for any confusion this is causing. But just ask people to bear with us and while we work through these issues with the industry players who are suffering them at the moment and allow us to resolve them. But as I say, it's a very worthwhile intervention. The damages to consumers are around 115 million euros per annum.
When do you hope that this will be resolved?
We're working on it as quickly as possible, Rachel, and we'd hope to have resolved in the coming days. That's the plan.
OK, so by the end of the week, you hope that this will be all sorted?
Hopefully so. I mean, in terms of Comex zone systems are all working exactly to expectation. The issues we're experiencing with some industry players are having some technical implementation issues, and we are working with them to resolve those issues as quickly as possible.
And that was George Merrigan from the communications regulator, Comreg.